The Beach Boys, Led Zeppelin, Hanson, and Fleetwood Mac. Rock Voices puts together diverse programs of rock and pop music for singers from every musical background.
I sang in a rock band 50 years ago.
I have always been interested in singing. For 25 years, I was told I had a bad voice.
You don't have to be good. You don't need to know how to read music even.
Tony Lechner started Rock Voices in Hadley, Massachusetts, a tiny farm town surrounded by several colleges about 7 years ago.
It started just as a thing I just wanted to do for fun. My wife and I were thinking about if adults would want to come together and sing popular music together, you know, once a week in a choir format.
Lechner says 50 people showed up to the first ever rehearsal, and he noticed many of them were not trained singers.
They really are as diverse a background as you can imagine. Some people who've sung a lot, some people who've never sung before. That's one of the neat things about a group like this is it kind of accepts everybody. There's no auditions, you know, so it's just show up and try it.
Less than a decade later, Rock Voices now has 16 groups across America. Lechner arranges the music for each choir, who each perform the same repertoire. Groups practice for about 3 months before performing with a live rock band.
It's a rock show. You know, we want the band rocks out. The singers are mic'd so you can hear them. And it makes people feel like rock stars for a night, which is, I guess, kind of a bucket list item for a lot of people.
Buffalo started this past February and is slowly growing. Wendy Metz, who was originally singing with the Buffalo Gateway Chorus, directs this group.
She's a real dynamo, and I guess she really gets people going and excited about the group.
So she's really good at what she does. She has tons of energy.
She's energetic. She's upbeat. She's never negative.
Just to sing and just to have that therapy of singing with a group and have that social camaraderie is really, really nice.
The current group rehearses Thursday nights at St. John's Evangelical Lutheran Church in West Seneca. They've reached about 40 in size. With word of mouth and decent retention rates, that's expected to grow like it has in other cities. The largest chorus in the organization has 250 members.
End of January, start looking around for the ads for Rock Voices Spring, and you just show up. Just show up and start singing. That's all you have to do. There's no prerequisite. You have to learn the songs in advance. Nope. We give you the binder. You sit in your section and you start singing.
All right, guys. Great job. Great job. Everybody join us.
When you come to a group like this, they take you as you are and they help lead you on the way.
Kaitin Glinsky of Cheektowaga hasn't been part of a choir since third grade. She says she's been hooked since her first day joining.
Everyone's so welcoming. Everyone's so supportive. I just jumped right in. Like, I learned what notes were, and I learned scales, and Wendy and my friend Sarah have been terrific teachers, and I even want to buy a keyboard now.
Grand Island resident Megan Boggs calls Rock Voices a second home.
The people that I met here have become instantaneous friends. They're amazing people. And we go out afterwards sometimes in the summer and we hang out and go to movies or do things outside of choir.
For Lechner, that's the point of Rock Voices. Make it as accessible as possible.
Everybody can sing. And most people sing much better than they think they do. We're all so self-conscious. Making this accessible to everybody takes away one of those layers of inhibitions that people feel when they don't want to join a choir.
Nick Lippa, WBFO News.